We live in an age when authority is snubbed and even suspect. Since the 60s revolution, the youth think they know better. The deference to authority, which characterized society through the ages, is no longer assumed, no longer present. And certainly abuses of authority and scandal, expose of the shortcomings of government leaders, educational leaders, familial figures of authority have only eroded further the trust of the public. Well, how do we respond to that? Torah Judaism places much stock in authority, Rabbanim, leaders, Manhigim, Diana, how do we deal with this issue and restore public trust? I would like to trace the solution to that issue when we discern a splendid textual echo in our parsha. Let's listen carefully. Parsha Shoftim is to a large extent the parsha about authority, all about our issue. When you trace its ongoing theme, it begins with Beis Din, the Dayanim, the role of the judicial branch in Torah life. And then it deals with the Melech, executive authority, political authority in the Jewish people. And later it deals with Kohen, the rights and responsibilities of those who hold, you might say, ritual leadership or authority, avoda authority. And it deals with Navi, the spiritual leadership and authority. Well, now let's listen carefully to two of these juxtaposing passages. The passage about Beis Din and the passage about Melech, which follows. The Torah tells us regarding the Beis Din and our deference to them, our need to listen to them. Parak Yud Zayin Pasuk Aleph. Lo sasor min hadavar asher gidu lucha yamnu smol. Do not veer from that which the Beis Din, the Sanhedrin, tells you, right or left. Be totally subservient and obedient, and even if you feel otherwise, attribute the mistake to you, the limitations of your judgment. Do not ascribe fault to the Sanhedrin. This is a famous pasuk. The authority of the Sanhedrin, this pasuk is actually cited by the Gemara as really the source of all rabbinic, for all rabbinic authority, the weight of a mitzvah derabbanan, a mitzvah which was enacted by the Rabbanan with the authority of the Sanhedrin. And then we continue to the next passage about the Melech, about the king. The Torah tells us that the king must write a Sefer Torah, must have present in his possession a Sefer Torah, actually two Sefer Torah, to ensure that he remained strict, to really serve as his moral compass. Is he comporting himself, al pi ha-Torah, as a king, Torah king should, or is he, God forbid, letting the trappings of power ensnare him? And in that regard, the Torah says, by having this Torah, this compass handy, uvilti sur min ha-mitzvah yamin u'smol, he will not fear right or left. It is almost cut and paste. Here we have the verse in the previous pasuk describing the authority of the Sanhedrin. Do not fear right or left, speaking to the followers, to the rank and file of the Jewish people. You ought not be a right or left from the Sanhedrin. Now applied in the inverse regarding the authority figure, the Melech himself, he will not be a right or left. He will remain straight and just, held in place by his responsibility to the Torah, as represented by that physical Sefer Torah, by that moral compass he has. It's an unmistakable pattern here. The Torah is turning the notion of not veering, lo sasur, not deviating right or left on its head, beginning with the people, but now speaking in the very same language to the authority figures themselves. Authority figures, you want the people to respect you? You want the people to trust you and not to veer? Well, you in turn must fulfill your own responsibilities. You must ensure that you do not veer right or left from the precepts of the Torah. I suggest that this textual parallelism is this textual symmetry is coming to say, if in fact the figures of authority themselves are squeaky clean, are kosher v'yashar, they could expect equal deference from the people. But if their own standard is less than that, well, they will be suspect. The people will not follow them reverently and obediently, as Nebuch we see regarding non-Torah authority in our time. We all could attest that true Torah authority, who not only occupy positions, but comport themselves according to Torah, they are accepted by the people. The people listen to them even when it's difficult, because there's just a gravitas, there's a power which comes with the position, a power of personality, but a power of personality grounded in ethics and virtue. As I recall, Rav Weinberg Zatzal used to say about Rav Palm, we all know Rav Palm doesn't think about himself for even a minute. Well, this is why Rav Palm's word decisions held sway. He was unquestioned because he deserved to be unquestioned. He maintained the moral high ground. Here we have, through a sensitive tracing of a pattern in parshias and our in passages in our parsha, really the key to rabbinic authority, Torah authority, and what it's all about, and how it maintains the trust of the people. A power not based on might makes right, but on virtue makes right. And when the leadership is truly virtuous, tyrannic, they are right, we ought to obey them, and we are ultimately motivated to obey them.